Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Well, the more wheels you got, the better I like it. I'm the brother of a truck driving mother. Boogity 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 boogity.
I'm a little worried about Fred now. He's been gnawing everything in the cab of this truck, barking and screaming. I think he's turned into a stalk of bananas. Come back.
What's your 20?
About 16 miles this side of Mississippi.
Whoa, hold it.
I just passed another Kojak with a Kodak. This place is crawling with bears. Where the hell are you? Come back.
I'm still trying to get rid of that Texas County Mountie. I don't know what the hell he wants.
You know what he wants. I mean, how would you like to be the dude that handcuffs a legend?
Listen, give me 5 minutes. We're going to put some moves on that mother. I'll meet you at Old Miss.
Well, you better hurry or we can just kiss that money goodbye. You understand that?
I'll read you loud and clear. 10-4.
You got the one snowman. I'm eastbound and down.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 43 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Where even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
Amen, brother.
So this is a special tribute we have going on here. We're dedicating this show to the Most Reverend.
The late, great.
Late, great Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed. Rest in peace, brother.
For those of you unfamiliar with him, Jerry Reed, with that intro music, should have given it away, but he was the guy that wrote the soundtrack for Smokey and the Bandit. He was Snowman in that little trilogy that they had going there.
Great musician, hell of a guitarist.
And I'm a huge junkie for Smokey and the Bandit, as is Jim Shireman from Sportsocracy. Him and I always swap little quotes there once in a while. But he was, for you Utes, he was also in The Waterboy. He was the head coach opposite of Harry Winkler and Adam Sandler. So now a lot of people are going, oh, that guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, rookies.
Right, right.
Smoking
right.
The Bandit's all you got to know. But he was a big influence on a lot of musical acts, I guess country acts too.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
There in the late 70s, early 80s. You know, great guy. And unfortunately, he had passed away August 31st at the age of 71. So this was our little tribute to Jerry Reed. Rest in peace, brother.
This is for you, Snowman.
Yeah, Snowman, and there's a good reason for this, too. This all kind of played together. So we're calling this Eastbound and Down. The beers that I brought back with me from my trip to New York State was up in Oswego. And that's kind of northbound and like east, kind of.
New York bound and up.
New York bound and up. There we go. So just like Jerry, bringing liquor across the state line, bringing beer across the state line, the Spoonmobile did the same thing. Unless you're a legal official listening to this.
Did you do it in a Trans Am?
I wish I had that Trans Am. Banded on my plate, or Band 1, original license plate.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have beers from Oswego, New York, which is just north of Syracuse, New York. So, basically, they get a shitload of snow up there, like hundreds and hundreds of inches of snow, because they're right on Lake Ontario.
Nice, dude. And I would also have to mention that we're taking in the can tonight.
Literally. really quick, too, I do want to say congratulations to Bob and Jen, who got married while I was up in Oswego. That's why I was up there. They were very gracious enough to have me in their wedding, so I got to get all the people drunk on good beer.
Yeah, that was an awesome beer selection, by the way.
All these beers came from Seas Farm up there, which we'll have a link to that. Those guys, top-notch store to go to if you're looking for craft beers up in that area. Treated me great. The guys working, talked about everything.
You were drinking Celebration, not Litigation.
Like it was water.
Like all night.
I was. It was awesome.
You suck.
It was great. There's so many pictures of me drinking that stuff. So I definitely want to thank, you know, Bob and Jen and Kenny and Pete and all those other guys, Dave, Tom, Adrian, all the people at the Brick Bar that I got to meet. Those you guys kick ass too. So I finally got to meet, you know, everyone at the Brick Bar, which I've heard the stories of for years. So if you're ever in Oswego, New York, go check out the Brick Bar. I believe it's the Brick Bar, brickbar.com. They even have a website.
Beautiful.
Let's start drinking. Let's take it in the can.
All right. So you want to tell the folks about this little sampler pack you picked up?
So the beers that I have here, I had picked up a couple different ones. This first one is, it's actually from a four-pack that I picked up from Butternut's Beer and Ale.
12-pack.
12-pack?
It was a 12-pack.
Yeah, whatever. Well, there's four in there. But
yeah,
it's 3D.
You
just know what I'm talking about. They're from Garrettsville, New York. You can visit them at butternutsbeerandale.com or just go to Should I Drink That, and we'll link you. So the first one we have here is Moo Thunder Stout.
Moo Thunder Stout Farmhouse Ale.
Yes, all in cans.
This whole brewery is kind of known, I guess not really known, maybe, but they tend to stick with the farmhouse style ales, so we'll see how this goes.
Their website's very tough to navigate.
I friggin' hate their website. People on this
are
fans. Yeah, have heard me bitch about Flash websites before. Theirs is totally Flash. So if you're one of them archaic people still on modem,
yeah, don't go there.
Yeah, send them a letter.
I even think it'd be faster. Would be tough. So the Moo Thunder Stout, the little description here. First of all, Beer Advocate gives it a B-. Rate beer 29.
29, yeah, dude.
Oh, boy. This is going to be interesting.
They destroyed this one.
This stout beer pays tribute to Butternut Brewery's former life as a dairy farm. Ah, thus, the sexy cow on the can. Well, yeah, look at the udder.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that. Anytime there's a cartoony label on anything, I kind of doubt the contents.
Usually you would find that like Bilo.
Something, yeah.
It's lighter and more drinkable version of the stout breed than its heavy, boorish, and smelly European sisters. Wow.
I don't know what to think about that.
Yeah. Not too strong, not too vicious. Ooh, vicious.
That's viscous.
Viscous. Vicious?
Ooh, viscous, creepy.
Hold on, wait. I got something on my monitor here as I'm reading this. Yeah, that is viscous.
It's viscous.
All right, I'll take your word. Ooh, viscous, creepy. I like a true bovine. It has a malty, roasty aroma and a dry finish, but no trails or treats. Wow.
No tail or teats.
I can't read tonight.
And leaves no unsightly cow pies laying around the yard for you to step in.
Well, we'll see about that. The night is young.
Wow.
My
and
ass
again,
has fresh breath.
You know, to reiterate on that comment I made without an explanation, yeah, we're taking it in the can tonight because Butternut's Beer and Ale come in cans.
Ooh.
You know, they're kind of going the way of Oscar Blues and Sly Fox and the other guys putting craft beer in a can. Which I actually, I'm a big fan of that. So.
Yeah, but see, you could tell that these cans are made different than Oscar Blues. These actually feel like cheap aluminum cans.
Yeah, they are kind of a little flimsy compared to the Oscar Blues cans.
I bet you we could shotgun these. That might be for a video later.
Moo Thunder All Malt Stout Farmhouse Ale. These are 12-ounce cans.
150 calories, because people were asking us about the calories in beer the other night.
So yeah, but I hate to tell them, but when you're drinking a craft beer,
don't
worry about the calories.
And this also impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery.
Yeah, listen to our intro.
Machinery.
Well, dude, cheers, man. Thanks for bringing these beers down, man.
That's ass.
Looks dark enough to be a stout.
Oh, I don't like the smell of this.
Smells like a stout.
The nose on mine was, ugh.
Mine smells like an average stout.
Sour. Well, sounds, geez, I can't get any words right tonight.
It's kind of boring.
It's weak.
It's very weak.
It's very weak.
It's like a watered
down stout.
There's no body to it. Right.
Wow.
My first impression of it as I was drinking it, I thought Pepsi, Pepsi.
Look at this. Look at the head
but
on
then
this, too.
I got the malt taste, the stout taste at the finish, but up front, there's nothing.
Here's the thing with
no head whatsoever.
Well, what's left floating in the top of my glass, did you ever see Creepshow 2?
The pond thing?
Yeah, the pond thing. Yeah. That's what's kind of floating in here, so it's probably going to suck my soul away.
I'm not happy with this.
No, I don't like
it. I'm
this.
Not impressed whatsoever, dude.
I think the guys on Rapier might have it right.
I do not know the alcohol content of this beer. I actually couldn't find that, right.
Oh, wow. This is
I have no idea, but I can homebrew better shit than this.
This is watered down coffee.
Sorry, Butternuts. Strike one.
We might have our first four-strike night.
And what did I say about the cartoonish label, dude?
You're absolutely
right. Is that fitting or what?
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about this stuff.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know, dude. Well, you know what that means, right?
We got to chug it.
We got to chug it.
It's been a while since we've had to chug
it. I know, man.
Especially after the beers that Jeffrey T. gave us in the last episode, in episode 42, Gifts from the Godfather.
That was a phenomenal show, thanks to him.
Yeah, I don't know if we could ever surpass that, but this definitely took us down at the bottom rung.
Yeah, we kind of went from one extreme to the other so far. We're only on our first beer, so.
This is a bad beer.
I don't want to bash Butternut's Beer and Ale yet.
Yeah, we still have three more to go.
Right. And there's always a brewery out there where I may not like all of their beers, but this doesn't give me hope, man. This is a watered-down stout.
We can find a saving grace here with one of these other ones.
Yeah, I hope so. Well.
All right, man.
Cheers, man.
Let's tip it.
And ass.
Tits and ass, baby.
Cheers, brother. Ugh. It's like chugging a flat Pepsi, dude.
It was. That was...
Well, that wasn't even a challenge. That's how watered down that is, man.
Oh, man, that's bad.
I mean, I get the stout flavor at the end. I guess, you know, I hate to bash the beer 100%, but I think maybe somebody trying to get into a stout might actually enjoy this.
The taste isn't bad.
No, I like the taste.
The flavor's good.
There's no body to it. Exactly. That's my problem with it. For a stout, it's really thin. But as an introductory to a stout for someone...
Well, you know what? Well, the best way...
might be okay. I don't know.
You might be confusing the people up by Philadelphia. It tastes like flavored water.
Water.
I say that because my buddy Drew's coming in tomorrow night. I get to pick on him.
Nice.
For his Philly accent.
Yeah, dude, I have nothing really to say more about the Moo Thunder Stout.
Besides that,
not impressed.
Bad. No, if you're a craft beer aficionado, don't drink this. Stay the fuck away.
I think with a less experienced palate, you might enjoy this beer.
Yes.
And God, I just sounded like a fucking beer snob when I said that. I apologize, but
if you're starting out with stouts and you don't want to get blown away by
this,
like
might
a
be
stone
a good
or
gateway
something.
Stout.
Yeah, it's definitely a good gateway beer. We should.
I'm rinsing out my glass, dude.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Since you're the rinsing bitch tonight, wow, that's just bad beer. We got to do something with these cans. Do you have a gun?
Do I have a gun?
Oh yeah, that's right. You want to shoot them? For one we don't like.
Hell, I should have shot them when they were full. That's nasty. I don't know. I think I'm being a little too cruel.
It's not
what I expected. I expected better from
a stout.
Well,
you know what?
But again, that whole introductory to a stout thing,
it's good introductory, but besides that, I wouldn't
buy this again. No.
Hell no.
I'm glad I tried it, but I wouldn't never ever buy
this again.
You
know, I honestly think this 12 pack only cost me like $12.
Really?
Between 12 and 17. Here's the thing that pissed me off with New York State, and Sick Puppies brought this up before. I went up there and bomber bottles were at least $4 cheaper.
That shouldn't piss you off about New York State. Should piss you off about
Pennsylvania. Yes. Sorry, he corrected me.
I knew you were going with that, but you know.
So yeah, it's all the I ended up spending like $70 on beer, which down here would have cost me at least $120.
Oh, definitely, dude.
With all the bombers and everything, we're not going to drink everything that I bought because I already kind of hit the sauce earlier this week.
Yeah, but he dipped into the SIDT beer cellar before the show.
Well, it's because we've already had those beers. So
right,
I kind of bought them for myself to enjoy again. And, each of those bottles were at least $4 cheaper than what we pay here. Fucking insane.
Yep.
Pennsylvania tax. You got to love it. And then
I love our beer selection, but the prices suck.
Thank God I didn't buy it in Allegheny County. Mm. Imagine the tax I would have paid on that.
I mean, even the Omegang Chocolate Indulgence. Omegang's always been really expensive in PA. But, dude, $16 for that bomber bottle of chocolate indulgence.
Oh, that's
way too for what it is. No way.
But you know what? In Pennsylvania, that's what we have to pay, though.
Right.
I mean, it's not the fault of the stores. That's what we got to pay.
Yep.
And it sucks.
And that's what sucks is people don't realize how much it costs in other states, so they think it's normal.
Well, we think it's normal usually with most of ours. And we talked to like our friend Phil, who has My Life as a Foodie, He tells us what he pays. Well, Stone's right by him.
Yeah, that's different. But still, well, even in New York, an Arrogant Bastard's like $4.
I paid $4.50 for an Arrogant Bastard up there.
It's what, $7 here, I think?
It's about $6 or $7.
I think it's about $6.
$6.50, yeah. $7, something like that. So yeah, the beer prices are just insane. But most people are like, well, if you don't want to pay the money, then don't drink it. Like, you don't understand. Other states.
Right, but they have a point. I mean.
Yeah. So we bitch about prices because we see it cheaper other
right. We have a great selection states. Here in PA, but I wish we were just a little cheaper.
A little less expensive.
And even on that note, I want to interject here just for a second. A little homebrewing talk.
Oh, go for it.
I just brewed and bottled my chocolate stout.
And what's it called?
Chocolate Rain.
Wait till you see this label.
Yeah, if you want to check priceless. Out the label, go to shouldibrewthat.com. It's the top post.
It's priceless. I really love that one. Yeah. It's awesome.
I'm pretty proud of that one. But anyway, I have another bottle of the Chocolate Indulgence. What I'd like to do in the near future, maybe in the next few weeks or so, or maybe next month, is pit my Chocolate Stout homebrew against the Oma Gang's Chocolate Indulgence.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm that brave.
Yeah, it's... Well, you know what? What the hell? We'll do it.
Oh, definitely. I'd love
see
to do
that.
See
what happens.
Yeah.
Actually, that might make a good video.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. All right, Spoon. I'm going to go rinse the glasses out, like I said, and get ready for the next beer.
All right. Be right back.
All right, brother. Glasses are rinsed. Ready for the next one, man?
Oh, jeez. I guess so. Again, I'm still kind of disappointed with that
last
one.
Yeah, me too. I'm really disappointed because, you know, I love stouts, and that was just...
But the label on this one is...
Again,
disturbing.
Cartoony label.
Very disturbing.
They're doing the belly slap.
Two pigs doing the belly slap. This will be pork slap pale ale.
This is again from Butternuts Beer and Ale in Garrettsville, New York.
Tell us a little bit about this one.
Pork slap pale ale, all malt farmhouse ale, 12-ounce can again. And the pork slap is a new interpretation of the English pale ale with a hint of fresh ginger spices.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Wait a minute.
And without their
pork slap is a new interpretation of the English pale ale with a hint of fresh ginger spices and without their tendency towards cross-dressing.
Yeah.
It's balanced, not overly bitter, easy to drink, and incredibly refreshing. Pork slap's brewed with two-row barley and a little chocolate malt for color. Pours orange and crystal clear with a frothy white head.
We'll see about that.
Yeah, the finish is clean, crisp, and dry. My God, that sounds like a Miller product. And it plays really nice with spicy food like Tex-Mex barbecue or hot wings. Go ahead, slap that pig.
All right, it says spicy foods, but then it has barbecue.
Yeah, the ginger spices and a pale ale better be subtle.
Beer Advocate, B-minus, rate beer, 17.
17. You know, I don't usually agree with rate beer. But I think I'm on their side so far, dude.
Nothing against rape beer.
No, not at all. I tend to agree with the population over at Beer Advocate. Pork slap.
All right, let's do this.
Again, you know, cheesy marketing. I don't know. It does pour orange.
Looks like I'm pouring a Yingling.
Yeah, dude. Just...
I give him credit, though. Look at the head on that.
This looks thin.
You don't see it too much with your Sam Adams glass, but look at the pint glass I'm drinking out of.
They actually talk about the frothy white head. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't look too bad.
I don't know, dude. Again, it has that common aroma to it, like the style should be. But after that stout, dude, I'm not looking forward to this.
I don't know. The aroma on this isn't too bad.
Yeah, I mean, it smells like an average pale ale.
Or it could just be the head's holding it back.
Right. Well, mine's dissipated already almost, so.
All right.
It smells like a pale ale.
Number two. Tsunas.
Cheers, brother.
Cheers. That's not bad. I kind of like this.
I like that. Again, it's...
Wow.
I'm seeing a pattern of they make a lighter style of beer, and maybe that's their shtick.
Could be. It's very clear. It's very transparent.
Yeah, definitely. It does have a nice golden amber color to it.
It does. Honestly, it looks like a Yingling.
It does. Yeah. It doesn't taste like one, though.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No, you won't get a head like this off a Yingling.
And I'm not a huge pale ale fan. I mean, my favorite is the Stone Pale Ale.
Oh, I cook a lot with the Stone.
Love that
one. That's great.
But this is a very drinkable beer. I would buy this one again for sure.
I would have to go more towards Beer Advocate on this one. I would definitely not give this a 17.
I wouldn't either. I would give that fucking stout a 17.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah. That was some repugnant shit.
What did they give the Mooth Thunder Stout again? 27 or something like that?
Which one did you say? Oh, the one we just had was 29.
29.
This isn't bad.
Yeah, it's, I actually
like
this.
Definitely a session beer.
Yeah.
And for those...
I would drink this again.
For the newer people, your session beers are the ones that you're, you know, you'll drink more than a couple of. Just kind of sit back.
It's a beer that you can have a...
A session.
Yeah, session with, right. And not get too hammered.
You can take your constitutional with it.
I do not know the ABV on these beers. It seems to be kind of a missing fact in all of our sources. But I wouldn't assume they're too high. You know, these are probably all session style beers.
Yeah, this isn't bad though. I would definitely buy more of this.
Yeah, I would too.
If I was going out to watch the Mug Bog or something like that.
Now, when you were up in New York, Spoon.
Yeah.
Did you see anything other than the variety pack, or can you get a 12 pack of the Pork Slab or the Moo Thunder?
They did have them. I'm trying to think if they had. They're set up as six packs or singles, because when I bought it at C's, a lot of everything was pretty much like separated, like Three Sons, where we can go there and buy the bottles and everything.
Everything's categorized.
Yeah, but this was on the shelf, so it's most of the stuff was already set up as six packs, 12 packs, or whatever. But they did have each one individually. But I looked at them like, I really hope that they have a variety pack.
Right.
And the guy working said, hey, look to your left. I'm like, oh, hey, there it is.
Hey, dumbass.
But the thing is,
your other left.
Well, that's my left or your left. But the thing is, when I was looking at them, the case, the variety pack that we have looks completely different than like the separate six packs or 12 packs. So I'm looking at it going, hey, I didn't know that was the same company. And that's when he said, you're not from around here,
are you? Yeah.
I'm like, no, actually, I'm from Pittsburgh. He goes, oh, in that case. And like his eyes got really big, like, this guy's going to buy a lot of beer.
Beer, right. Road trip.
Oh, yeah, beer road trip.
Yeah, cheers, brother. I'm happy with this one.
This isn't bad.
They have redeemed themselves.
For the most part.
Yeah. So we far, got we got, what, two more to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This isn't bad. Doesn't blow my socks off. Doesn't give me like a beergasm or anything like that, but no.
It's a good representation of the style, but not in a bad way.
Yes. Decent beer. So if you can get some pork slap. Now, for those of you...
If you can get some pork slap.
I just like saying that.
I know.
Now, if you're up in Erie...
Pork slap.
And you make the trip across the border there to Ripley.
Pork slap.
Pork slap. Which is about, I don't know, it's like a half-hour drive, something like that. I don't know if it's available there. I don't know their distribution, because their website sucks. So we don't know this kind of stuff. But, if you go across the border, I don't know where it's available in New York State. So if make the drive up to Oswego, if you're in Erie, it's a four-hour drive.
Well, I'm sure. I know on the website, if you can get through that flash and find the right one, the right place to click, it tells you their distribution.
Does it?
Yes, it does.
I was too annoyed with all that flash crap.
Oh, it was horrible. Tone that down. Or at least, you know, give me a link that says view HTML.
Yeah.
Avoid the flash.
Skip the flash.
I mean, yeah, once? Huh, funny. But if I want to visit that site over and over again, I don't want to sit through all that shit every freaking time.
But they do have a MySpace page.
Should have went there. That probably would have loaded faster. And that's sad.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. So you said the distribution...
Yeah, actually...
That's the website.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, this is bad.
I think it's in the hayloft.
Wow. Okay, so since I'm not very familiar with New York State, there's a lot of like New York City on here in St. James, and I don't know where half these places are.
Yeah, let's not even elaborate, dude. Just go to the website, put up with the flash, and click on the hayloft at the top of the barn. It gives you the distribution.
Hey, it is available in Amityville.
Wow.
Okay, Farmingdale. I've heard of that one.
Farmingdale. Why do I know that?
You probably killed someone.
Oh, the shield.
There you go.
Farmingdale. Police and whatnot.
Hey, and Jericho. They got some really cool named cities here. New Platts. Blouts, blouts. Anyways.
Yeah. I digress.
This is a horrible website.
Dude,
you guys need to get your money back for whoever developed this fucking thing.
Yeah.
This is a piece of shit.
When y'all had that meeting saying that was a great idea, you might want to rethink that. Sit down again and...
Or don't drink your beer while you're making these decisions.
I mean, as far as Flash goes, it's cool. But again, give me a chance to skip over it.
listen to us.
We're honest.
All right, so all right, let's finish these.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I might want to milk this one because I was looking down at our notes and I see the next one. Not looking good for Sick Puppy.
Yeah, the next one could be problems.
Cheers.
All right, cheers, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, again, not above average by any means, but a decent beer. A well-made pale ale.
If you took some celery... Okay, I have to give credit to this this next beer that we're drinking here. This label actually isn't cheesy.
No, it's not. It's kinda cool. However, if you go to the website, I believe there's an alien that pops out of the barn.
Oh, is that that's the alien one?
Weiss. What is this? Heine Weiss. Heine Weiss.
We have a fucking translator for this shit.
It's a fucking wheat beer.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
But this is actually brewed. Nice.
Excuse me.
There's testing the bass in your speakers. It's brewed with traditional Bavarian yeast, wheat, and malted barley approximately 5,000 miles closer to your mouth than Germany.
I did find that rather funny.
I'll give him credit on the humor for this one.
That was good.
So this beer in at
Heine Weiss
stands up to German Hefeweizen. Gary would kick our ass if we don't pronounce that correctly.
Hefeweizen.
But maintains a cleaner, spicier bite. Mm.
Yeah, that's actually probably a wheat beer I'm actually going to like.
Pour
and
see the wheat cloudiness. Smell the note of
estuary aroma.
Yes. Then taste the effervescent, sweet, yet I almost said fart, yet tart freshness that no farty old German can boast.
Wow, nice.
That's why.
Good segue there.
My eyes skipped ahead. Beer Advocate, B+, rate beer, 35.
A little higher with the rate beer. All right, again, another 12-ounce can. Rather green can, I might add. And no, I don't mean environmental, you fucks. Green color.
But you can return these for, like 5 cents up in New York State? So if we save enough?
And fuck the green weenies. I'm littering these when we're done with the show. Putting them on the fucking street.
Okay, let's see.
Take that, Earth.
I'm getting very little nose out of this one.
Yes, probably, like I said.
Wow, there's like
this
nothing.
Might prove my point as an introductory beer. It's a cloudy motherfucker,
holy
dude.
Holy shit.
That's a typical wheat beer. I mean,
that's
it
very
looks
cloudy.
Like a wheat. Yeah.
Well, let's give it.
It's very typical. God, cheers. Yeah, it smells like a fucking wheat. I'm dropping a lot of F-bombs on the wheat.
Mmm. Oh.
Oh, that's a wheat. Oh, damn.
Oh, I taste iron. Ugh. Like on the
dude,
the back.
That's nasty. The back end of that is
the back end's disgusting.
I don't even know how to describe
it's
that.
It's metal, and not like metal,
like copper penny metal.
There's like groundhog ale.
There's
never had any of that.
There's a description for that. A word for the copper penny flavor taste, but I, off the top of my head, I can't think of what it is.
Oh.
I don't even want to fucking chug this.
Oh.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, this is foul. Rape beer you guys got it on.
So far, butternuts. You're fucking one.
Way to go, butternuts.
For three. butternuts.
Thanks to people piss us off. Shut up, butternuts.
Did they use butternut squash in this? Is that what the fuck it was? There's some weird fucking flavor I just can't describe. You did say pennies, and that kind of got into my head, so I'm not sure if that's actually what I'm tasting or not, but let me try again. Because the more I sample this,
estuary
the less I have
aroma.
To chug.
I'm not...
Estuary.
I'm not getting, like, aroma. I'm not getting shit out of this.
Oh, I get the aroma.
Oh, yeah.
Very slight wheat aroma.
It's very faint.
It's a very slight wheat malt aroma, yeah.
If I stick my nose in the middle of this damn thing, I'll get something out of it. This is bad.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to regret chugging this one, dude.
Well, you know what? It's only fitting that we had, like I said, we had so many good beers from Jeffrey T, and now we get this shit.
Yeah, I know. We're on a roll. This is bound to happen sooner or later. Damn.
Oh. Oh, this is not pleasant. Not pleasant at all.
It's even got that back end, that wheat flavor I don't like about the wheat beers. But there's something after that.
Maybe it's the water from Lake Ontario. It filtered in through the system. I don't even know where this place
fucking
is.
Fucking bad.
This is awful.
I mean, you remember how I said earlier, I really don't like to bash a brewery for, you know, everything that they make?
You know what? Maybe they got the water out of the Hudson. Who knows? This is bad.
Ugh.
I don't even know if I can chug this.
Dude, jumping Jesus on a pogo stick is that bad.
Oh,
jeez. Fucking shit.
Yeah, this is horrible. Oh, I'm glad you people can't. Well,
I'm actually pausing because I know I'm going to have to chug this. I'm just like, get myself ready.
I don't think my stomach can take a chug of this.
Dude, you just chugged a chelada. You should be able to chug everything now.
That's telling you something.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad.
Yeah, that's a horrible fucking beer. I mean, everybody knows I'm not a big fan of wheat beers, but trust me, this sucks.
But you've had some wheat beers that were good.
This is like watered down with lighter fluid or something.
Lighter fluid. And only you would know that.
Oh, man. It's got like a chemical aftertaste. I can't put my finger on it.
It's a good thing you can. It'll probably burn it off.
Maybe a fucking lime or a lime would be better with this one.
Oh,
fuck, dude. All right, man.
I think I'm going to have to purge after this. This is pretty
bad.
Let
me give it one more little swig. Last opinion. Final verdict.
This is one of those cases where the can looks better than it tastes.
I'm trying to give it a chance.
Maybe that's the reason why they have it in such a nice can is because of the fact that
it's crap.
Yeah. Hey, if they see the can, they like the can, maybe they'll be fooled into drinking this. What do you think? Oh, you're crying. Oh, look at the face.
Oh, that's fucking bad.
You're tearing up, dude.
I'm trying to give it a chance. I can't.
That's awesome. Look at your... Wow. It's been a while since you've teared up like this.
Yeah, that sucks. Oh, the aftertaste is putrid, dude. Fuck. You sure this shit wasn't sitting on the shelf for 12 fucking years because nobody up there in New York drinks this shit?
Well, now we know why they don't drink it.
Holy fuck. Oh,
this is bad.
I don't think I've ever ranted on about a beer like this in a long time, man.
Oh, my stomach doesn't like
if it. If at all. Fuck, is that nasty. And to top it off, it's a fucking wheat. I got to collect myself for a second.
Give us a moment. Discuss.
Yes, people, it's that fucking bad.
Oh, I'm starting to get a headache. Oh. All right, well, I can't even take a deep breath without my stomach hurting. It's like it's punching me.
I need to hit the pause button and purge. I need a burp.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, not purge, not as in puke, but, you know.
Here's a little ditty or something. Oh, we got to go. We'll be right back.
Wait. Spoon?
What?
We might as well get it over with now before we take the break.
What?
We're chugging this.
I already chugged one.
Oh, you already finished yours. Fuck.
That's why my stomach's hurting. Chug it.
Drink, bitch. I guess you chugged yours while I was trying to give it one more chance.
I was, because I knew I wouldn't like it.
Get it the fuck over with. No wonder you want to take a break.
Yeah.
All right, people.
Chug it. He's going to chug this and...
Even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to. Now I hope y'all get the slogan.
This is the reason why.
Trust us. This one sucks.
We're professionals.
Fuck.
Down it.
Fuck.
Oh, he's... Yeah. That's painful to watch.
That's just bad, dude. Oh, my God. I got nothing nice to say yet, dude. The porch lap was the highlight so far.
That's at best, a session beer.
You're talking about the porch lap, right?
Yeah, porch lap. Not the Moo Thunder.
Yeah, that or the fucking Heine Weiss. Oh, trust us on this, people. Don't fucking buy this beer. Might be a good thing you can't get this one in PA.
And yeah, maybe they stopped him at the border and said, I don't fucking think so.
Yeah, they beat the shit out of him.
Well, while Sick Puppy's collecting himself.
Yeah, I'm going to rinse my glass out, actually, so talk away.
Can you rinse mine, too, while you're at it, please?
Get that wheat shit out of my fucking glass.
So there's something I wanted to bring up. There's this really cool thing going on in Pittsburgh. It's actually happening this Sunday that we're recording, so it's going to be past the point, you know, when you guys listen to this. But there is another one coming up. It's called Liquid Sundays. It's liquidsundays.com. And it's a really cool event that's going on. It's held every other month on the first Sunday. And typically the night opens with some words from a poet or a writer moving on to music via a local band or a DJ. And whereas most concerts are prone to have, you know, have the transistory, there we go, hey, big word, law while bands, you know, set up and tear down. Showgoers are free to mill around and peruse. There's like arts on display, stuff like that. It's a very cool event. It's only $5. You do have to be 21 or older. And they do have it at different venues around town, like the Rex Theater, Diesel Club Cafe, Garfield Artworks, and the one this Sunday is actually at Olive and Twist, which I'm going to, along with a bunch of other people from PodCamp Pittsburgh planning groups and a bunch of the bloggers and podcasters rest to, you know, come on down, check it out. And if you haven't been to one of these before, it's a very kick-ass event, and I'm very excited to go to this. This is actually going to be the fashion edition. Unfortunately, it's like dollar off Yingling draft, so us beer snobs, you know, suck it up. But it's for a good cause. You check out the local art, all the local things that are going on around Pittsburgh. So definitely, you know, if you get the chance, check it out. I'm going to have a link to the website. And, yeah, it's a cool time. It's on Sunday nights, and it's, you know, it's a good way when you're done watching the Steelers games. And you're all hot and heavy. And go check it out. It's really cool art. And I've seen a lot of pictures from this. Sarah Media had.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I want to thank Sarah.
Yeah, she hooked me up with finding out about this. And it's a very cool event. Like I said, $5. Dude, come on. $5. Not bad at all
and
for
I
all the entertainment.
One of the previous ones was actually a beer sampling and art gallery view. So,
well, yeah, the other
they cool, mix it up.
The other cool thing, too, is a lot of these places have intimate settings. So that as a patron, you can meet the artist and the musicians and everybody else, you know, face to face and talk to them. And that's what they're there for. They want to talk to you and say, hey, do you like my music? What don't you like about it? Let me know, you know, what don't you like about my artwork? It's feedback. Yeah, this is the stuff that helps them out so that help them become better artists. Kind of like our show. We like it when you guys talk to us.
So when you say intimate, is it like a swingers club that's also a church?
That fucking place in New Kensington or North Huntington. Sorry.
Yeah, this is a local story.
My God. Right, you guys have to hear about this shit. This is funny. So this dude goes out and he gets ordained as a minister or whatever by spending $90 online. Whereas Sick Puppy and myself, we did it for free.
Universal Life Church.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfectly legal, sadly enough.
This guy sets up this, you know, quote unquote church within this, it looks like his house or something like that. And he's got a little sign out front that says members only. And so you have to pay for your membership to get in there. But it ends up, this just came out this past week, that it's actually a swingers club.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people saying, oh, God, and not for the religious reason.
That's right.
Some of them may see God. We don't know. So anyways, the dude gets busted.
Praise Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, Mary. So there's a story in the papers about this, and the guy actually had something on like a swingers website advertising this place. It's, I guess one of the former members got pissed off, got kicked out or something. So, you know, word got out about it. They investigated. And now the guy's in a bunch of shit. Well, he actually might be when he's in the swingers club. I don't know what they're into. I've never been to
one
before. It could be one of those.
But
yeah, we don't know. So it's funny that you bring that up. I totally forgot about that. So, yeah, some jackass.
Yeah, you kind of segued me into that one. So.
Some jackass decided to put a church in his house. Well, we do that. But we don't have a swingers club.
Yet.
But the pictures of the people that I saw that left comments and that were going to it weren't the most randy looking of people.
Yeah, figures.
It looked all like mostly older people. So if you've gone to this church, let us know.
Yeah.
We want to talk to you.
Please do. Sick Puppy wants to hear
shit. We want to find out what the deal is with this. I also read about it on theburgblog.com, which is run by
I bet fucking communion rocks.
I bet it does. Is that a wafer or is that PCP?
Body of your wife, shed for you.
Apparently you can walk in and then just pick up with anybody that you want. Talk about sloppy seconds. Anyways.
Wow. Oh, dude, that fucking wheat is sitting in my gut.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
I'm not feeling too good with that.
I'm not either. Although I have high hopes for the next one.
Yes.
I even actually like the cartoony label on this one.
What is this? Snapperhead.
Snapperhead. He's listening to
like
a Walkman.
You know what this looks like? Honestly, when I picked it up, I had it in like, my hand kind of over the label. I thought it was that old-time country lemonade.
Wow.
That's what it looks like.
How the fuck did you get it out of that?
Because if you look at, don't you remember those old-time country lemonade cans?
You had the label twisted, didn't
you?
Yeah.
So I didn't really. I was like,
you're right.
Why is he giving me lemonade?
They call me Mellow Yellow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a bright yellow fucking can with Snapperhead IPA farmhouse ale on the label with a fucking snapperhead fish. With a fucking Walkman and headphones strapped to him and sunglasses on.
I think we're breaking the record for F-bombs dropped on a show tonight.
It's because this fucking beer fucking sucks.
All right, so
I can't fucking help myself. It's fucking horrible.
That's why we carry an explosive tag.
I think I'm done.
So the fuckers. This is an IPA, India Pale Ale. Packs the typical IPA balls, but strikes a better balance between dryness.
I highly doubt it with this fucking brewery.
Dryness and drinkability. Sick puppies on a roll. It's every bit as rich.
I'm fucking hating now, dude. I'm sorry.
But it's less bitter than our American interpretations of the breed. It also doesn't hurt that we use two-row barley. See, they keep throwing that out there, but it's shitty.
Yeah, two-row is a very common fucking grain, so whatever.
So we use two-row barley.
Bali?
Bali barley. And then we employ a two-week dry hop process before we put it in the can.
This shit better be hoppy or I'm going to like throw it against the wall.
Beer Advocate B, Rate Beer 26.
Hey, they're above 10. I'm happy.
So, let's crack the can.
Oh, good Lord, dude.
Oh, this doesn't even look right.
It looks thinned out, dude.
Yeah.
Even an aggressive pour, the head's
no,
shit.
No head. Oh, wait, no. I've got like a...
Go to the last drop.
I've got a baby finger head.
You know? It smells like good IPA.
Yeah.
I can smell the hops.
Yeah. Definitely smells good. The aroma on this is very... You can smell
no, hops, for yeah. an IPA, it's a weak aroma.
Oh, yeah. But it's got better aroma than the other ones we've had. Oh. All right.
I would have really slammed if they put Imperial on the damn can.
That would have been funny. Tits and ass.
This better be good, man. Oh, that's bad.
The fuck is that?
It's got a flat taste to it. It's nasty.
Ugh.
I got that same fucking flavor I can't describe on the back end.
You know what I have on my it's covering my palate right now.
The Heine Weiss. It's the same flavor, that same bite at the end. I don't know what the hell it is. I can't describe it.
My palate is now covered in very bad malt.
Oh, dude, that's bad. Oh, fuck you and your snapperhead IPA. You know we try and pimp the craft beers. I'm sorry. I have never in 43 episodes had a fucking brewery this bad. Ever.
Now, for
there's a lot of shit we've chugged because it's bad, but those breweries also make better beers. Every one so far, except, you know, aside from the pork slap, which is drinkable. Oh, dude.
Well, here's the thing. For our newer fans, because we've picked up quite a few fans recently, our past few shows have been rather tame compared to what you're about to experience here. Or what you're experiencing
all the F-bombs and the bitching.
Yeah. Our earlier shows, we had a lot of beers we didn't like. And we've been fortunate the last few shows, last like five or six, that we had good beers. This is not one of those times.
Yeah, and this is a good segue to, if you are a new listener, you know, go back in the archives and check out some of our older shows, man.
Oh.
They're still up there for a reason.
This is an insult to IPA.
It is, dude. Exactly. That's fucking nasty. It's got that flat fucking... Bland.
Honestly, you know what this reminds
me of? No body to this one either.
It reminds me of a flat Maybach. Ugh. That's what it tastes like. Because I had some bad Maybachs
flat.
This year.
And I've only said this once before.
I wonder if
for
I got
a commercial
bad,
brewery, dude.
I wonder if I got a bad 12-pack, though.
I doubt it, dude. I really doubt it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people out there with bad beer.
I've only said this, I think, once before in my entire life. Because I'm a homebrew, and I'm very, very proud of that. And I make some really, really good beers. Spoon can attest to that, I hope.
Sure.
Thanks.
You pay me enough.
But, dude, you know the beer's bad. I can actually say this with all honesty. I can make a fucking better beer at home than they brew.
You know what makes a, you know what would make a better beer? Mr. Beer.
Yeah. Well, you know, even on that note, that Mr. Beer does make some decent beers, but this is probably the beer you're going to make.
Yeah, this is bad.
Oh. And that actually pisses me off. For an IPA, that's pathetic.
Yeah, this is a horrible IPA.
Maybe they're catering to the introductory crowd, you know, the people that are trying to cross over to craft beers. But, and again, this might be a local favorite. I'll give them that. But shit, this is bad.
You guys need to get out more.
I don't think I've ever, in the history of the show, bashed a fucking brewery as much as I have tonight.
Well, we do have one more brewery coming up that hopefully we'll redeem. Everything.
Yeah, dude. I mean, ugh.
All right.
Fucking I have no problem chugging this piece of shit.
I said we chug this. Take a little breather.
All right, Spoon. After that fucking nightmare of a beer sampling we just had.
I had to purge big time on that.
And again, I will say it one more time. I have never in the history of this show had a brewery sampling with, you know, two or three beers from the same brewery were that fucking bad.
And if somebody can find it, hey, more power to you. Let us know.
If you like it, that's great. You know, I don't want to go that route. I mean, that's what differences of opinions about beers are all about. I mean, but if you us like, personally.
If you like these beers, let us know. Let us know why
you
like them.
Yeah, please do. I mean.
We're here for you.
Fuck, they're bad.
Yeah, those were awful.
Sick Puppy will not, you know, call you out and call you a dickhead or a douchebag.
So on a brighter note, it's contest time!
Contest time! We still need to do an audio clip for that.
We keep putting that off, but hey, whatever. So the last contest was for another 100 pack of coasters. And the stipulation was you had to guess who the person was that was on the picture that we posted, that we were talking about.
Yeah, we talked about with the MTV thing.
No one got it right.
Not one fucking person.
There was like between 40 and 50 entries. Nobody got it right.
But, dude, I will admit, even myself.
Well, we didn't know.
I had to research that. And you knew who the person was that told me the guy's name?
No, who?
Eric the Gin.
He has a plethora of useless knowledge.
As soon as I emailed him about that, he's like, dude, it's Randy of the Redwoods. And I was like, bling. There it is.
So it was Randy of the Redwoods.
Randy of the Redwoods.
Nobody won. So what we're going to do is we're going to throw that in with another prize package here soon. We don't know what the prize package is going
to
be. But
or
hey,
if we have a show coming up and we have nothing to give out.
It's that.
It's that. Right.
So yeah, there you go. Nobody
might throw a
that.
Button or something in there from a brewery, whatever.
Well, you know what? Actually, since
any free swag we get, I'll throw in a box.
SIDT Studio B is pretty much done.
Yeah.
And while I was cleaning out Studio B, getting everything all ready, I have like this big bag filled with like free stuff that we've gotten over the past
two and a half years
or so. So I threw all that in there. So if we need stuff to give away, we have it. We've got, you know, hats, there's shirts, there's
a
bunch of stuff.
We have a plethora of brewery goods.
It's amazing how much stuff that I collected that I didn't realize I had till I started unpacking.
It's great to have a beer show, isn't it?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So coming up right now is a very special announcement, and it's also part of the next contest.
Yeah, speaking of contest time.
So take a listen. This is a very cool thing coming up, and definitely enter this one because it's for a great cause, and here you go.
See you on the other side.
So this is a special surprise that we have for Yin's guys. I'm joined with Sick Puppy right now. And
I'm drinking a Mad Hatter IPA.
And I have the Southern Tier Harvest Ale. And we are here at Three Sons Dogs and Suds in beautiful Wexford, Pennsylvania. ThreeSonsDogsAndSuds.com, as always. And here's a special treat for you. We have with us Shane from the Three Rivers Underground Brewers Club, or Trub, as they like to be known.
Trub. I thought Trash was a cool name. I think Trub is better.
I'm kind of digging the whole Trub thing. And they are here, well, he is here, actually, to invite you to the second annual Brewing Up a Cure to raise money and awareness for Cystic Fibrosis Foundation on Saturday, October 18th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Mr. Small's in Millvale, Pennsylvania. Shane, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And if you could, tell us a little bit about Trub and what all you guys have going on for Brewing Up a Cure.
Trub is a homebrew club that we started back in 04, 05. Started as a bunch of friends, got together, decided to start a homebrew club, and what was born out of it was this event. We wanted to make a mark in the community, have a reason to make our name for ourselves, and my daughter has cystic fibrosis, so that was the instant reason. Reason for this event, basically. We decided all of us to get together, brew some beers, put the event on, get a band or two to show up and donate their time, money, effort, and drinks. Everybody come, have fun, drink some beer for an evening, and go from there.
So which bands are you going to have there?
This year we will be having Highway 13 and the Beagle Brothers.
Nice, man. Good choice.
Links to their website will be available off of shouldidrinkthat.com, as always.
And they are also available from brewingupacure.com. There's links to their websites and as well a link to Mr. Smalls to buy tickets, which are $30 each.
There you go. Now, somebody local here wanted to join your homebrew club. Is there a webpage that you guys have or contact information? Or?
Yes, we have www.truebrewers.com and all of our information. And we actually have a meeting coming up September 9th at Penn Brewery at 7 p.m.
Awesome. I might actually be there.
Excellent.
Now, your homebrew club, this is also for, it's for the rookies, it's for the guys that have been around for a while, it's for anybody, basically,
yes.
Right?
We just get together, talk about beer, brewing styles. It's actually a really open kind of club. We don't really have set rules, anything. I mean, somewhat of a club, but...
more of a gathering.
Yeah, basically, we get together, a bunch of people that brew beer and talk about beer.
Awesome,
and brewing
man.
Beer and different techniques people use.
Yeah.
And
so who are the brewers that are going to be there?
All of our club members will be there serving. Each club member has a table, and we'll serve a variety of beers. We got people bringing pale ales, wheats, stouts, porters. One of our brewers likes to brew a lot of off-centered Belgian sour beers.
That sounds great, actually.
So we got all of that from the home brewers, and then we also got East End Brewing is serving with us. Stone Brewing Company's serving. Dogfish Head, Oscar Blues. Lancaster is teetering on the edge. Hopefully they fall on our side
because
they helped us out last year. So we're hoping to get one or two more commercials, and then 80-90% of it is all home-brewed beer.
So you're definitely going to get a unique experience with this because you're going to, you know, in most of these events around town that we go to or, you know, all around the state, you don't really get the homebrewers that are involved with this. It's always the, you know, the guys that have the businesses that are out there right now. So this is definitely a great chance for you to kind of mingle with the local homebrewers and take a little sample there of what they're brewing up around Pittsburgh. Because, hey, this is a great craft beer town, and it's your chance to find out why.
Do you guys offer any kind of, like, taxi service for the ones that get a little too drunk while you're there, or any, like, kind of resources to get home?
We actually have Pittsburgh Transportation Company as a sponsor again this year.
Brilliant.
And we will not have taxis outside, but they are ready and available. We will have
waiting in
ticket,
the wings, per se.
We will have business cards outside.
Awesome, man.
When you come in, so.
Good thinking.
So, still, drink responsibly, but if something may happen, you know, life happens, and you might have a couple more than you think, give these guys a call. It's better to be safe than sorry. One more time for the people at home. What's the website?
It's brewingupacure.com.
Easy enough.
Easy enough to remember. And here's our special prize for you. It's contest time. We're giving away two free tickets to the Brewing Up a Cure October 18th from 7 to 10 p.m. That's right, two free tickets, so there's no excuse why your ass shouldn't be there. Go to the website. You know how we do this. Go to the contest section. Fill out your name, your email address, and what we'll do is we'll have the tickets waiting for you when you check in at Mr. Smalls. So you don't have to give us your mailing address this time. Yeah. But we will use the bingo machine to pull the winner.
Yeah,
since
I finally get to use that damn thing.
Unless we have over 100 people again.
Yeah.
Then we're going to use Sick Puppy's top hat. So there you go. You get two free tickets. Head down to Mr. Smalls in Millville, Pennsylvania, October 18th. And no, we're not providing housing or anything like that for you guys this time. They ain't happening. Find your own room. Now, one of the cool things I found too by checking out your website was last year you guys raised $9,600 for this, which is that's a really good amount of money. So what do you guys have for a goal this year? I mean, it's obviously you want to top that.
Yes, this year we actually want to double that and hit the $20,000 mark. And last year we had a smaller venue, so this year we're selling 500 tickets, which is doubling our tickets from last year. So right there should help us out. Plus, this year we have auction items ranging from homebrew kits to T-shirts to overnight stays at hotels. We also have a friend of mine with TC Contracting is building a custom bar that will be custom finished for your home. He's donating that. That's going to be a silent auction. We also have... for the demented folks, is an estate planning from a lawyer, a friend of ours.
That is so me right there, dude.
Just to get your family life in order, just in case. But we have a little bit of everything for everybody in the auction, so bring a little bit of extra cash if you decide to come.
Nice. That's a hell of a prize package you guys got, or a prize collection, I should say. Is there any way for somebody that can't make it or somebody that's not in the local area to donate to this?
Yeah, you can always donate through the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, but we also have a link on our website to just send money, care of Brewing Up a Cure. Awesome. So we will definitely always take donations because 100% of the proceeds go to Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. We're not keeping a dime for the club or us. We're paying our expenses, and that's the bare minimum. We're keeping everything.
Not getting any free two-row out of that or anything?
Not a bit, unless I win an auction item.
There you go.
So, hopefully I do.
Right on, man. Anything else, guys?
Eat shit. No, you can edit that.
I can't think of much else.
Headbutt a train.
Mommy, watch what I can do. There you go. There's the big contest. Two tickets.
Two tickets to a beer fest.
You can't beat that.
Homebrew and commercial breweries together.
For a good cause.
It's dogs and cats living together.
Mass hysteria.
Mass hysteria.
That's right. So you get two tickets to Brewing Up a Cure, which is brewingupacure.org.
It's for a great cause, people.
And Shane's a great guy, too. We met him when we did the whole interview that you heard there. And it's a great guy. You know, it's for a great cause. Enter the contest. If you can't make it to the event.
I was just going to say that. Thank you.
If you can't make it to the event, go to the Cystic Fibrosis website. And donate there. It's a great cause, and we got to fight this thing.
You can also go to the Homebrewers Club website that he mentioned and donate straight from there as well. So
definitely, check that out. And we hope we have a lot of people that enter that, and we hope that all of you guys are gonna end up being there because it's
definitely
a great chance to just try out homebrews from local people.
Oh, exactly.
And also the Cystic Fibrosis website, just so you know, is cff.org. Which we will have linked also.
Right. We'll also have the Homebrew Club's link up there as well. So
there you go. And since we're in a happy mood now, positive news.
Yeah, we took a break from the crap that we just drank.
Next up is actually a different brewery. Which
we've visited this brewery before.
A couple times, actually. Episode 9, we hit
it. We did this twice?
Well, we did them in episode 9, the first time I went up to New York State, went up to the Anaheim. Right. And then also, I think it was episode 27 or so.
That's when I went up?
Yeah, when you went up. Yeah. So we have this thing where we like to go up to New York State and buy beers.
We did the Wailing Wench and
a
few others. It's Druid Fluid, I think, was one.
Yeah, that was
a good barley wine, by the way.
So what we're doing now, if you haven't gone on, is from Middle Ages Brewing. It's middleagesbrewing.com up there on 120 Wilkinson Street, Syracuse, New York, 13204. MapQuest it, Google Map it,
right,
whatever your preference is.
And friends of ours have been up there, and it's a very tiny brewery, and they're really, really cool people. So if you're ever in that area, stop by and check them out.
And we're not going to go to the details about the brewery because it's, go back to the past shows.
Or just go to the website, yeah,
Brief overview, Middle Ages Brewing Company offers handcrafted ales, brewed in the fashion of medieval merry old England.
Right on.
The brewery is owned by a Syracuse couple, Mark and Mary. And Mark is the head brewer. Interned at two microbreweries in Kennebunkport, Brewing in Kennebunkport, Maine. And Shipyard Brewing Company in Portland, Maine. So yeah, it's awesome beers we've always had from them.
Right.
These are ones that we haven't tried before. And this shows you the length that we'll go.
These
have very rare beers.
Aged here. Anniversary beers from Middle Ages, so.
So our first one is the 10th anniversary double IPA. Now you're
thinking, this is about 3 years old. I think the latest one, the anniversary beer, is 13 or
yeah. So it's this one kind of goes back a few years. We had to pull a few strings to get these. So I'm
well aged.
I'm very stoked that we have these things right now.
I'm excited, especially after that crap that we just drank. But I digress.
Yeah. So this is a double IPA.
I just want to forget.
It's 10% ABV. Ooh.
That'll make me forget. I'm good. I'm cool with that.
You're fine with that?
Oh, hell yes.
That's great. It's a very cool label that they make with these two. It's not the cheesy cartoons.
Yeah, exactly.
That is for sure.
This label got some class. It's a double India Pale Ale. And this is, I believe, it's only available in the bomber bottles. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I do assume.
I think it's a good assumption to make.
Yeah, exactly. Anniversary beer, bomber bottle.
I'm feeling a lot better now since we purged.
Again, purged is not puked, but burped like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Let the gas out.
The fine people over at Beer Advocate give it an A minus, while the people over at Rape Beer, a 91.
Ooh, 91, 91. That gives me hope.
Yes, we have a lot of hope. So, sir, if you may, with the official SIDT butt plug,
bottle opener. Oh, I feel better about this already, dude. I haven't even poured this fucker yet.
I'm feeling positive. You know, we had the great news with the contest, and now we've got...
Yeah, that's a great cause. Again, please contribute if you can.
And we've never been disappointed with the beers from Middle Ages, so...
No. Hell no. Not even their barley wine.
Yeah. Which I liked. That was the Druid Fluid. Oh, look at the head on that.
Yeah,
this is gorgeous.
Yeah, I just
gotta
mention that, man. Nice head on that.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That is...
Good color.
Oh, I can smell from here. It's across
the
table.
I know. That's another... You know, the other brewery we just had?
Yes, the other company, which we won't mention.
It even bring it to your nose to even get a good aroma from it. This one, it's immediate.
Okay, so got these poured.
Yeah,
look at the head on it. That's
a nice
frothy head.
And it stays, too. It doesn't dissipate at all.
That's a big foamy head.
It's a big foamy fucking head.
All right.
Tits and ass,
tits
brother.
Tits and ass, brother. Oh, this is good.
Yeah, that smells like a double, man. Ooh. You can really smell the malt and the hops in this one.
There's like a
good
slight hint.
Thick head to it, man.
There's a little hint of clove to that.
Oh,
dude, this is going to be fun.
We love you, Middle Ages.
Wow.
Oh, man. I mean, you may not be able to get this in your area or if at all because it's like a 3-year-old aged, you know, anniversary beer. But I'm telling you, Middle Ages Brewing makes some kick-ass beers. I have not been disappointed by them yet. Incredible. And, you know, what the hell was
our other,
what was the brewery name we just did?
Those people.
Farmhouse shit.
The Buttercup.
Buttercup. Butternut. Squash. That was
buttercup.
It. Butternut.
As sweet as smile.
Take a hint from Middle Ages. This is a well-made IPA. Wow. It's a double, but.
This is what we need in Pennsylvania.
Yes. I know they're such a small brewery. I doubt it'll ever happen, but
I would
travel to fucking New York just to make a beer run for Middle Ages Brewing. Love this shit.
Imagine if we had growlers of this.
Oh, dude. I mean, their Wailing Wench and the Druid Fluid, all the ones we tried
incredible.
In our past episodes. This Middle Ages 10th anniversary is a stellar double IPA.
I'm in hop heaven.
Oh, get that malt backing to it for double. It's incredible. Just let me fill your glass up there a little more
yeah,
there, Spoon.
Yeah, put some more in there.
Certainly.
Oh, this is fantastic.
I'd be happy to, Spoon.
I don't give me all of it. You got a little room there left in your
That's
glass.
That's all right.
Oh.
It's all right.
Now, this is something you sit back and just go, life
You
is
made
good.
The road trip. You get more beer than me.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, see, unfortunately, when you make the road trip from Pittsburgh, you have to drive about 7 hours.
Yeah, exactly. That's like the Omegang trip. It's like 8 hours.
So if you want a really good way to break it up like I did for the trip, stop in Erie overnight and go.
Oh, I'm sure, dude. I mean, if you cross the border in New York somewhere, you'll probably find Middle Ages.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, if you stop over in Erie first. Stop in Erie first, you can go see your friends over at the Brew Erie and also check out Erie Brewing.
And the dog.
And the dog. And Jimmy Z's.
Jimmy Z's, yeah.
Mm.
Where I ate a fat chick.
And loved it.
Loved it.
Oh, man, this is a great beer.
Yeah, dude. I mean, hallelujah. Finally a good beer. I actually kind of feel bad for bashing that brewery,
dude. I'm speechless,
dude.
Honestly. Which is bad since we have a radio show.
Yeah.
Wow, this is phenomenal. Wow. So yeah,
but it does bring me back to the... beers we just had prior to this.
Okay.
What the fuck are they thinking? Have you had any other person's beer ever?
You know what? The talent they're
this in... is what a double IPA should be, or even an IPA. I've had double IPAs that are heavier than this, actually.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, oh, it's phenomenal, man. It's got the right hop and malt balance to it. It's perfect. One doesn't overpower the other at all, Spoon. Oh, dude. I just want to savor this beer. It's excellent. Kudos to Middle Ages, man, once again. This has been a happy revisit to Middle Ages Brewing.
We're finishing up savoring these. Oh.
Savor shit, I just finished mine.
Oh, I'm savoring mine. This is awesome beer. I'm washing away all those memories of the other shit that we just had.
Oh, fuck, is that a good beer.
And most people are probably going, fucking get on with your show already.
If you can ever get a hold of Middle Ages anniversary beers, especially the 10, the double IPA, incredible. Incredible.
Which will be a cool fact if you know if you can get a hold of it since it's been right, it's been discontinued for about 3 years.
I think that's a downside with our fans when we do try aged beers that you can't get anymore that we can actually get a hold of.
Especially those guys.
Sucks to be you.
Sucks to be you on the West Coast. We definitely can't get any of this. Might have to make a couple calls. Maybe we can get a couple bottles to send out as part of a contest.
Ooh, there you go, dude.
We love giving shit away for free.
Yes, because we love you, our fans.
For making you work for it.
If it wasn't for you fuckers, we wouldn't have a show. Actually, we would.
We would, but nobody would be listening besides our friends.
It's a lot more fun with you guys involved. Feedback rules.
Coming from the heart of the Monongahela, the Ohio, and the Allegheny Rivers, the confluence.
The confluence. That's the what confluence I was waiting for.
Of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It should I drink that.
.com. Dude, you just reminded me of that comedian with the puppets when you did that.
Oh, he was
Jeff
just
Dunham.
He was just here recently.
Yeah, he was in Pittsburgh not too long ago.
I always loved this.
I'm not a puppeteer fan, but that dude's just funny.
He's not even really good at ventriloquism.
Jalapeno on a stick.
He's not that good at it because
but he's had that stick for years and it's still funny.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, especially when he has the old man and he has the alien, the purple guy.
That's what I love about him. He updates his show all the time. He had a dead terrorist on his last Comedy Central special.
Oh, I missed that.
It was a skeleton with a turban.
That's funny.
Oh my God, am I dead? Holy shit. It was like a bombing accident. He blew himself up and he didn't mean to. It's funny shit. Fuck you, I'm not racist. It's funny.
What the hell's his name? Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham.
Is it Dunham or Dunham?
It's Dunham, but if you saw the show, that's what reminded me of it when you said that. Because the Peanut, the puppet.
Oh, that's what the name was. I was
Peanut.
Trying to think of it.
Yeah.
I was brain farting.
He was like, it was kind of cool because as a marketing aspect, he was pimping his website through the puppet. He's like, yeah, jeffdunham.com. He goes, jeffdunham.com. He said it like 12 times, so, you know. Nice. It was a good marketing ploy on his part. But, yeah, he's a funny motherfucker with his hand up a puppet's ass, but, you know.
Base, how low can you go? Death Row, What a Brother Knows. Once again, back is the incredible Time Animal, the incredible D, Public Enemy number one. 5-0 say freeze, and I got numb. Black is black, all in, we're going to win. Check it out. Yo, here we go again. Bring the noise. Turn it up. Bring the noise. All right.
Hi, I'm Sword.
And I'm DJ Lunchbox.
And we're from WrestlingMayhemShow.com.
And we're going to PodCamp Pittsburgh 3.
You can find out more information about that at podcamppittsburgh.com, and we hope to see you there. Don't get chopped.
Woo! Oh. So what you just heard there was a commercial for PodCamp Pittsburgh 3, which we are a part of.
Be there.
Yes, PodCamp Pittsburgh 3, which, if you haven't heard already, is October 18th and 19th, 2008.
Saturday, and Sunday.
It's at the Art Institute. Friday night, SIDT is hosting the meet and greet along with Alpha Lab over on the south side. So you can go there.
It's a beer/hard liquor
extravaganza. Meet and greet all of us, before we get on with the sessions. It's a really cool time. Last year we met a lot of people and we hung out. Alcohol and geeks are a good combination.
Yeah. You know what? This is our third year, Spoon, and I love these people because they actually invited us back.
Oh, absolutely. For you unfamiliar with PodCamp Pittsburgh, it's a free community unconference run by people who create, enjoy, and also are interested in learning more about blogs, vlogs, podcasts, web videos, social networks, new media monetization.
And if you're looking to start a podcast like we do or a blog,
yeah,
it's a great place to learn, man.
Plus, we have the session, I think it's at 2 to 2:45.
On a Saturday, right?
Yes, on Saturday. It's at the Art Institute in downtown Pittsburgh on the Boulevard of the Allies. And we'll be once again joined with the Wrestling Mayhem Show, WrestlingMayhemShow.com.
Woo!
Yes, there will be. All right, so you got beer guys, you got the wrestling guys. There's going to be fun. There's a lot of interaction.
Yeah, we make it a lot of fun for a lot of people.
Yeah, it's,
so.
I think we probably have probably the best session out of everybody.
Yeah, because we're the most entertaining.
So if you're thinking,
maybe not the most educational, but
we're educational, all right?
We are.
It's going to be in the hub, which is the the general room where people get together for it's where you have multiple groups get together in a room. It's kind of like a free flowing, not really conference. But it's an open session.
Open session. There you go. Yeah.
So go check that out. Now you might be saying, well, hey, what about the brewing up a cure? Well, see, that's at night. That's 7 to 10.
That's a beautiful relationship right there. It's on the same weekend. We are actually participating in PodCamp, so we will be unable to attend the.
Right. So we won't be able to actually attend
for a cure. Yeah.
It's a great place to go if you want to, like you said, learn about podcasting, blogging, vlogging, all that other stuff. There's the intro sessions in the morning, and then it kind of builds up so that by the end of the weekend, you have the full experience of you should be able to go out and create your blogs, and we'll teach you how to do the blogs,
yes,
how to make your podcast, and it's a great time. It's free,
but I think the beauty of it is that you can attend PodCamp, and also attend the beer session.
Yeah, because there is an after party after PodCamp, which is around 5 o'clock or so. So you could kind of go. Get some food, hang out with us, get some drinks and everything, and then also you can go to the brewing up a cure, you can hang out with us, whatever you want to do. This is the perfect weekend.
Exactly.
If you're going to come to Pittsburgh, you're out of town or you're in town.
Brewing up a cure, two great causes, by the way.
Absolutely. And like I said, this doesn't cost you a dime. It's all paid for by sponsors and volunteers like us. You also meet people from the Wrestling Mayhem Show, Sportocracy, the G-Spod, Something to Be Desired.
LyricTragedy.com.
Yeah, Lyric Tragedy is going to be there. It's all the big names.
A plethora of Pittsburgh podcasters.
Yes. So go to
and bloggers.
PodCampPittsburgh.com. You can see the sessions. You can see who's all coming in. We've got some big names coming in. It's going to be a good time. Definitely check it out. And we're ready for the next beer.
Are we now?
Yes, and you're going to hear us talk a lot more about PodCamp Pittsburgh as we get closer to the date. So
yes.
Show up and you can party with
us. It's definitely worthwhile, man.
You can drink with us. Think. All right, so the final beer for the evening, also coming from Middle Ages Brewing.
To be honest with you, Spoon?
Yeah.
It's Middle Ages. I love Middle Ages.
Yeah, well, we've never had a bad beer from them.
This is another anniversary beer. I love that.
This is the 11th anniversary. Double wheat.
But it's a double wheat.
American Pale Wheat Ale.
I don't like single wheats, for Christ's sake.
It's 8.5% alcohol by volume. Beer Advocate gives it a B. Rate beer a 78.
Got to be better than that fucking farmhouse crap we just tried.
He's going to be bitching about this for
weeks. I'll be bitching about this for years. Worst brewery on the planet. And I haven't even had every brewery on the planet. Trust me. Pour your own damn beer.
You got it. It's been a while since we've done about 6 beers on the show.
I know.
But I think with
as you can tell by my voice,
I got a decent head on that, though.
It doesn't even... Dude, this smells better than the other fucking wheat we just had.
Oh, this smells fantastic.
It does, really. It doesn't have a bitey aroma to it. Yeah.
Some nice hops. Ooh.
I think actually the hop aroma to me overpowers the wheat malt that I should be smelling.
Ooh.
Which is not a bad thing, dude.
Wow, this is...
It's got a good head retention to it. It's sticking around for those people that don't know what head retention is. It
right.
stays.
So for the final beer of the evening, sir, tits.
And ass. Cheers, brother. One thing I did notice about this... Oh my God, that's good.
Holy shit.
I think Sick Puppy just found a wheat beer he likes.
I think he just ovulated.
But dude, look at that. Look at that beer. Does that look cloudy to you at all?
Slightly, but not, what?
But not like a traditional wheat beer.
It's definitely not like the other ones we just had. Well, the other one we just had tonight.
Yeah.
Wow, that looks great.
Yeah, that's not, it's not cloudy.
Oh, my God.
At all, really.
Hmm.
Damn, dude. I like this beer.
Wow. This is a great beer to go out with.
Dude, I like this beer.
Is great.
But you know what, though? I can't really say this is a wheat beer, dude.
No, it doesn't taste like a wheat beer at all.
It's a double wheat, but... I may have to research this for our fans and
I'm
get back to them. I want to talk to these guys and see what's in this beer as far as ingredients.
I'm actually thinking this is more like an IPA.
I don't want to say IPA. I get more malt than, I get wheat malt and not that nasty wheat aftertaste. Wow. Oh, it's a double. I really need to research this beer.
This is amazing for a wheat.
And for our beer geek fans and, you know, our novices, this will be a good thing for you, man. Because I want to tear apart this beer and find out what the hell's in it, because this is not a traditional wheat beer.
No.
By any means.
No.
I get more malt than fantastic. That wheat yeast flavor, yeah.
This is
fantastic.
This is fantabulous. Wow. I'm very impressed with this beer.
Yeah, I was worried about this one, dude, but this is an excellent beer.
You know, it's a good thing that we didn't start with these tonight, because we would be depressed and miserable by the end of the evening.
I've never actually known any other double wheats out there.
Wow.
So I probably can't compare this to anything. I don't know. But Middle Ages, you've done it again.
Granted, it's not one of those that blows my mind away, but it's
oh, for me it does. Because that's a damn great fucking wheat. Hate wheats. But again, this doesn't really stick with the style of a wheat beer. I like nice the double malt. IPA better.
I get a little hint of the wheat. But yeah, it's a lot, nice malt. The hops is what does it. It's the malt and the hops.
I don't really get that wheat flavor.
I get a slight tinge of the wheat to it, but wow, this is...
It's like a heavier wheat beer almost.
I can tell you right now, after the shit that we had earlier, my stomach's thanking me.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'd rather drink lighter fluid than that shit again.
Which you've drank before, so...
Yeah. Which I'd probably drink again over that shit.
This is a great way to go out. I think it's...
the Butternut Brewery, eat a bullet. Headbutt a train. Stop fucking brewing.
Headbutt a train?
Yeah, headbutt a moving train.
Oh, wow.
What's that white light?
Yeah. Look at little Johnny. He ain't got no head. Poor little Johnny. He ain't going to bed.
Double wheat, brother.
All right, man.
Liking it.
Great way to end the evening.
Yep.
For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This is sick motherfucking puppy.
Or even if it's crap,
we drink it
so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Bitches.
We out.
Bitches.